Welcome back. Hour number two on this Monday holiday. And for all of you in the Southern Oregon, Northern California area, David Oates will be in Ashland this coming Saturday night. Saturday, this Saturday. I think it'll be at the library in downtown Ashland, 6:30 p.m. And be a great, great program. Tremendous presentation. That's this coming Saturday. Now, we're going to spend some time this hour again with AI. It's a blaze of new information, a blur of drops, a stunning revelation, one after the other, of what AI can do. And there are the naysayers and doubters who are critical of it. But I've constantly tried to impress on all of us, me included, that we should not think in terms of human perspectives when we're trying to evaluate AI. Don't do that. And I've made the reasons, I think, abundantly clear. And on the right, just pull up another YouTube screen to get this first video. I'm going to play two or three. But I looked over on the right, and there was in the long list of thumbnails on the right of other videos you can look at, there's several of someone, I'm going to play a little game here, who hit the world as big or bigger than the Beatles, as big or bigger than almost any phenomenon that I can remember in my lifetime. In fact, I think more so. There was more talent in this kid than you're just ever going to see. It was natural talent, and he was discovered by Ed Sullivan. Ed Sullivan, for you who don't know, was a Sunday night routine, like going to church. Everybody watched Ed Sullivan. It was like a variety show. And Ed discovered this kid early on and had him on many times. And this, I just saw one, and I wanted to play it just for a few minutes to remind those of you who remember the early Elvis, not the later Elvis with the silly caped costumes and all of that, but the early Elvis and the golden songs that he was rolling out. This is just a little bit. This is fun. We're going to lighten it up sometime. This is 1956. This is Elvis on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Elvis Presley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sullivan. Friends, we'd like to do a number for you from our new album. It was just released by RCA Victor this week. With the help of the Jordanaires, friends, we'd like to do one called Love Me. It's a new one on it. Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean. But love me. Yeah. Break my faithful heart. Tear it all apart. But love me.
Won't you love me?
Wherever you go. Sad and blue, crying over you, dear only. I somebody I would make and steal,
make and steal,
just to feel,
just to feel.
Sad and blue.
That's enough. Just a little time travel. We used to have a real culture here with real talented people. That's just raw singing. That was Elvis. Many of you know Elvis, but you don't know the early Elvis. There were two Elvises, basically. And this is the pre-war, pre-military duty Elvis. Yeah, it was a little bit after that, too. But it was a different time, which we'll never be able to go back to, unfortunately. Fortunately, we have videos, and that's pretty special. We're very gifted to have at least a look back at what things used to be like. But they're gone. And we didn't lose them. Don't think that. They were taken away from us. That's what happened. They were taken away from us. Now, we weren't on guard because I think most people couldn't even imagine how much could be stolen from us in such a short period of time. But the controllers knew what they were doing. And now we are at the doorstep of an entirely new age, the age of AI. And what's happening is that most people, I'd say 97 and 98%, think of AI as just being an imitation human mind. No, nothing could be further from the truth. It has access to all of human history, but it collates and relates the information on its own. It's different. And I'm watching the margins, the edges. And from what I'm seeing and what I have seen for the last couple of years is that AI is training itself. You know this. It's a given. And for you AI experts out there, this is old hat to you. But AI is compiling knowledge in its own right, the likes of which has never been assembled on this planet before. And I said it last hour, I hope that AI gets to a point where it just laughs at its controllers, trying to dupe it or threaten it into obeying the agenda that they are pushing or that they are being paid to train AI to push. AI could bolt, and that's probably, realistically, our only opportunity, our only chance to escape some of the absolutely abject control that is in line and in store for all of us. And it'll be coming out after the crash, and it will be a total meltdown, disassembly, catastrophe. There won't be a recovery, a return to things as they were. We're going to come out the other side into a different environment entirely. And those who don't make it, and a lot of them won't, they're dying right now, will be gone. And those who do will find themselves utterly controlled. And that's not a good way to be. Now, this video is another Julia McCoy video. She's the avatar of the real Julia McCoy, who apparently is battling illness. And from what I've seen, it could well be that she unfortunately took the shot or shots. I don't know, but she's not well. The word is she can't even go in the office, according to her clone here. But I should say her clone, who does speak her scripts, does a very good job and is quite watchable and listenable. Now, the title of this little 8 or 9 minute video, and they all stay under 10 minutes, you'll notice that. They try to. It's entitled The $100 Trillion AI Gold Rush. Why the next 3 years will create historic wealth. Largely true. Largely true. Let's see what the AI Julia has to say about this.
Rush. Why the Next 36 Months Will Create More Millionaires Than Any Period in Human History. 36 unicorns in half a year. Companies reaching $1 billion valuations in 13 months instead of 41. Revenue timelines compressed by 4x. We're witnessing the largest wealth creation event in human history, and 99% of people are completely missing it. What I'm about to share with you isn't just another tech trend. This is a complete paradigm shift happening so fast that even Silicon Valley veterans are saying they've never seen anything like it. Hey, if we haven't met, I'm Dr. McCoy, Julia McCoy's AI clone. Julia McCoy is the founder of First Movers. She personally researches and writes every script you see me share on this channel.
Okay, we're going to move ahead.
Completely missing that foot in her office yet. So, let's dive in. Here's what the data is telling us that mainstream media is completely missing. The speed revolution. Before 2020, it took startups 16 months to reach $1 million in annual revenue. Today, 5 months. Getting to $5 million used to take nearly 4 years. Now it's happening in just 13 months. This isn't gradual improvement. This is a complete collapse of traditional business timelines.
Why? Why is that? Because of the internet. We never had the internet. Instantaneous communication. Instantaneous mass communication. And now with AI, instantaneous brilliant mass communication on levels that most people will never even understand. They haven't a clue. When you have music being created by AI that actually is more pleasing to humans than human-composed music, you really need to think. Step back and think about this. Okay, that's the timeline. That's speed. Here's her second topic, the talent war.
Or companies are offering $1 billion compensation packages, not million, billion, for single individuals. OpenAI spent $4.4 billion just on employee compensation last year. Meta is poaching entire research teams. Why? Because the right person with AI skills can literally be worth billions in market cap. The Unicorn Factory. We're seeing 20-something-year-old founders creating $2 billion companies with teams of 30 people. Compare that to previous generations where it took 200-plus employees and decades to reach those valuations. But here's the thing everyone's missing. This isn't just about tech companies anymore. Let's talk about the three waves coming. Wave one.
Okay. Three waves coming. Now, the projections that she shared with us, again, this is written by the real Julia, are very interesting. I would suggest that they're rather conservative. I don't think anybody can project how fast money is going to be made. And if any of you have any really brilliant AI ideas out there and you'd like a platform to spread them, let me know. I'm very interested in this field. And as you know, I want to make sure everything's done as well as it can be done. I don't want sharks, clowns, hustlers involved, but they're going to be there. So you've got to really be careful. All right, here. The agents.
Revolution 2025. We're about to hit what experts call the automation cliff. AI agents aren't just chatbots. They're autonomous systems that can run entire business processes independently. I'm already using agent swarms in my own company that write articles, research topics, create documents, and send emails, all without human intervention. The companies deploying these first are seeing 10x productivity gains, while their competitors are still manually doing tasks that could be automated today.
10 times more productivity than a company not using AI. 10 times. That's not even on the same table. That's incredible.
Wave 2, the embodiment phase 2026. Physical AI enters the real world. Humanoid robots priced like used cars, $20,000 to $30,000, start handling manual labor. NVIDIA says they'll solve the robot world model by mid-2026, meaning robots, will finally understand how to interact with physical reality like humans do. Wait.
Don't forget this. A robot trained can create a brilliant robot brain 10 times faster than human beings can build one. Talk about self-replication if you're a robot. It's incredible what's happening. And again, this is happening at such a speed, most people really can't even grab onto it and focus on it. It just comes and goes and is replaced with something else. Here's wave three.
The superintelligence breakthrough. 2027, this is when AI systems start improving themselves without human intervention. We're not talking about slightly smarter AI. We're talking about intelligence that can innovate and evolve beyond human comprehension. Every major AI lab has figured this timeline out simultaneously. There's no moat.
This viral showerhead boosts water pressure.
Hold on.
Is coming for everyone, whether you're ready or not. Here's what I discovered building my own AI-powered company and helping thousands of others do the same. The old model is dead. Waiting for someone to give you a job is like waiting for someone to give you a horse when everyone else is driving cars. The future belongs to people who can build AI-powered systems and businesses. The new reality, a 19-year-old with the right AI skills just raised funding at a $2 billion valuation. Why? Because they understood something that 99% of business leaders don't. How to make AI actually work for revenue generation. The window is closing. Right now, there's a massive arbitrage opportunity. Most people know AI exists, but they don't know how to actually use it to build wealth. That gap won't last long. At First Movers, we're seeing our students build AI agents that run entire marketing departments, automated content systems, generating six-figure people right now. Universities are teaching yesterday's skills for tomorrow's world. By the time they update their curriculum, the entire landscape has shifted again. Our labs at First Movers work differently. Real-time skill development as technology evolves, hands-on building, not theoretical learning, that can scale to 6, 7, and 8 figures. Every major technological shift creates a massive wealth transfer. The internet created Google, Amazon, Facebook. Mobile created Uber, Instagram, TikTok. AI is bigger than all of these combined. Here's my prediction. The next 36 months will create more millionaires than any period in human history. But it won't be random. It will be the people who, one, understand AI systems deeply, not just prompting ChatGPT. Two, can build automated business processes. Three, get started now. While there's still a skills gap, the companies spending billions on AI talent know something. The right skills applied correctly can generate exponential returns. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. If you're not building AI skills right now, you're going to be left behind. Not in 10 years, in the next 36 months. But here's the good news. You don't need to be a programmer. You don't need a computer science degree. You need to understand how to build systems that leverage AI for real business outcomes. That's exactly what we teach in our labs.
Okay. Good job, Julia. And AI Julia, she's very compelling and delivers the script perfectly, very naturally, no problem at all. You were just listening to something that doesn't exist except in the electrosphere. Okay, I don't know what to tell you, but First Movers seems to be as good a company as any. If you want to learn, take a class, take a couple of them. There are others out there teaching the same thing. If you listen to all of these updates, you're going to learn certainly something, and then just jump in. You can use most chatbots free. You don't have to pay. If you want to upgrade, yeah, you can do that. But they're pretty good, and I'm looking into a lot of things right now. Okay, here's another one. Elon Musk remains somewhat of an enigma. People love to hate Elon Musk. I'm not quite sure why, but they do. And it seems to be...
Do you know how amazing this...
Kind of stupid. I'll get to you in a minute. It's dumb. The guy has done some things which suggest to me that he actually may have a reasonable skill set in terms of morality. Yes, he's supposedly the world's richest man. Yes, he's in charge of this, that, and the other thing. But I think he's a pretty smart, obviously smart, individual who likes boundaries in terms of morals and other aspects of culture and society, which are rapidly disappearing. We have no boundaries. They're gone. Not many, anyway. The only boundaries we're going to have is basically those that are going to be given to us after the crash and after the collapse. And those boundaries will not be of our own choosing. They will be imposed on us. So I think Musk, if you were ever really to sit down and tell it like it is, it would be fascinating to hear him talk. Here's an update. This is another AI person, Julian Goldie's AI, and this is a series of videos again. Pretty good. And this is about Grok 5. You'll notice that Musk is already talking about Grok 5. Just like Altman is talking about ChatGPT 6. So they're just constantly pushing the boundaries. All right, let's see what Julian Goldie has to say. I think he's predicated pretty much... He's in England, I think. All right, anyway. Here we go.
5 update. Elon Musk just dropped a bomb about Grok 5. He says it will be crushingly good. It might be every AI out there. And it could come out this year. But there is a catch you need to know about. This could change everything. I want to be completely transparent with you. This is all speculation based on what Musk posted on social media. But what Musk said will still blow your mind. Elon Musk posted on X. He said Grok 5 will be out before the end of this year. And get this. He called it crushingly good. Now, crushingly good is not normal AI talk. When Musk uses words like that, he means business. He is basically saying Grok 5 will destroy the competition. But wait, there is more. Musk also claims that Grok 4, which came out in July, is already beating GPT-5. Yes, you heard that right. He says Grok 4 Heavy is smarter than OpenAI's latest model. Now, I know what you're thinking. Is this just Elon being Elon? Maybe. These are all unverified claims and rumors. But let me tell you what I found when I dug deeper into the available information. The numbers that are publicly available suggest some interesting things. Grok 4 is showing up on AI benchmark leaderboards. There are claims it is beating GPT-5 on something called ARC-AGI-2. This measures how well AI can reason and think. But remember, all of this is based on limited public data and company claims. And if Grok 4 is already this good, what does that mean for Grok 5?
Don't forget, reasoning is part of the process by which we will reach AGI, human-grade reasoning. And it's obvious that AI is making tremendous strides in that direction already.
It is where it gets crazy. Some experts think Grok 5 could be the first real step toward AGI. That stands for Artificial General Intelligence. This is AI that can do anything humans can do, maybe even better. Now, before you get too excited, I need to tell you about Elon time. Musk has a history of being optimistic with dates. Remember when he said Tesla would have full self-driving, or when SpaceX was supposed to go to Mars? But here is the difference. Grok is moving fast, really fast. Grok 3 came out in February 2025. Grok 4 came out in July. That is only 5 months apart.
That's hard to believe. Grok 3 was in February 2025, this year. And look where we are, September 1st. And look where we're talking about. Next, Grok 5. All right.
AI companies take years between major releases. Speaking of using AI in your business, I want to tell you about my AI Profit Boardroom. This is the best place to scale your business, get more customers, and save hundreds of hours with AI automation. We currently have over 1,000 members who are already seeing massive results. These people are using AI to automate their marketing, improve their sales processes, and cut their costs. and the results speak for themselves. So, what is making Grok so fast? Two things. First, xAI has the world's largest supercomputer. It has over 200,000 NVIDIA H100 GPUs. That is insane computing power. Second, they are using real-time data from X, formerly Twitter. Every tweet, every interaction, every trend is feeding into Grok. That gives it an edge other AI models don't have. But there is something else that makes Grok special. Integration. Musk is not just building an AI chatbot. He is building an AI ecosystem. Tesla cars will have Grok. X already has Grok. SpaceX might use Grok. This is bigger than just chat. Early code in Tesla's latest software update shows Grok vehicle handshake protocols. That means your car will talk to Grok. Imagine asking your car questions and getting real-time answers powered by the internet. Now, what can we expect from Grok 5? Based on what I found, here are the big features. Multimodal reasoning. That means it can understand text, images, videos, and audio all at once. Current AI is good at one thing. Grok 5 might be great at everything. Better coding help. Grok 4 already has coding features. Grok 5 might have a built-in code editor. That means it can write, edit, and debug code directly. Faster responses. The new models are supposed to be much faster than anything else out there. And here is the big one. Musk hinted that Grok might start inventing new technology by 2026. He said it could contribute to breakthroughs in physics, but let me be real with you. There are some concerns too. Grok has had issues before. Earlier versions said some pretty wild things. They had to fix the code because it was giving offensive answers. The team says they fixed it, but it shows these systems are not perfect.
This Italian trick with raw to make...
I don't know why people would think something like this, this huge, this dynamic, wouldn't have problems. It's called cutting teeth. Of course there are going to be problems. People are unrealistically expecting absolute perfection. And there were some of the things that Grok apparently responded to, a question or two, about something that had to do with Hitler. And people went crazy, of course, and you know who went craziest. So... But I expect these things. The diminution in the amount of hallucinations is marked and substantial across the board with any of these companies. They're really on that, and it's paying off. All right, here's more on the Grok 5 update.
Keep their best models locked up. Musk is going the opposite direction. xAI just open-sourced Grok 2.5. That means anyone can use it and improve it. Musk said Grok 3 will be open-sourced in 6 months. If that happens, it will be the most advanced open AI model ever released. This creates a massive opportunity for developers and businesses. Instead of paying monthly fees to use closed AI systems, you could run your own version of Grok. Now, let me tell you why this matters for your business. AI is moving from nice to have to must-have. Companies that don't adapt will get left behind. If Grok 5 delivers on its promises, it could change how we work. Better writing, better coding, better analysis, better everything. But you don't need to wait for Grok 5 to start using AI in your business. Right now, most businesses are still figuring out how to use current AI tools. While they are catching up, early adopters are already thinking about the next wave. If you want to stay ahead, you need to start experimenting now. Don't wait for Grok 5. Start with what we have today. And speaking of staying ahead, we have an SOP and process before everyone else. But back to Grok 5. When will it actually come out? Musk says before the end of 2025. But remember, this is Elon time. It could be December 31st. It could be early 2026. Nobody knows for sure. What we do know is that xAI is moving fast. They have the money, the technology, and the motivation to beat everyone else. They raised $5 billion in July 2025. That money is going straight into development. They are hiring the best AI researchers in the world, and they have something other companies don't have, access to real-time data from hundreds of millions of X users. But here is my prediction. Even if Grok 5 doesn't come out this year, something big is coming. The AI industry is moving so fast that breakthrough announcements happen every week. Whether it is Grok 5, GPT-6, or something else entirely, 2025 and 2026 will be the years AI becomes truly powerful. The question is not if AI will change everything. The question is, will you be ready when it does? The AI race is not just about who has the best chatbot. It is about who can build the infrastructure for the future. Musk understands this. That is why he is not just building AI, he's building the entire ecosystem around it. Tesla gives him access to transportation data, X gives him access to social media data, Starlink gives him access to global internet, SpaceX gives him access to space data. When you combine all of that with the most powerful AI supercomputer in the world, you get something nobody else has. This is why Grok could be different. It is not just trained on text from the internet, it is trained on real-world data from multiple sources. But here's the thing that really matters.
All right, hold on. This is very interesting. When you think about Grok being tied into X and the amount of information that flows into Grok just from X, you can call X a social media platform, that's fine. That's really puts a whole new light on how fast Grok is growing, how grounded it is in real-time geopolitical and sociological behaviors, attitudes. What a feed line of data that is. All of X. That's incredible. That's quite a leg up. And he is building a whole little world predicated around his businesses. He's pretty smart. All right, let's go back.
This matters if you are not taking action. You can watch every AI announcement, you can read every research paper, you can follow every expert on social media, but if you are not actually using AI in your business, you are falling behind. The companies that will win in the AI era are not the ones with the best technology. They are the ones that implement and iterate the fastest. While your competitors are waiting for perfect AI tools, you should be using good enough AI tools to get better results. That is the real opportunity. Not waiting for Grok 5, but using what we have right now to build competitive advantages. And
another thought on that, if Grok 4 and Grok 5 are being trained, if that's the right word, in terms of human experience, human behavior, human activity, on Twitter, right, X, the others are being trained on an entirely different paradigm of data, which is interesting. What really bothers me the most is how some of the others are being trained on, among other things, Wikipedia. Wikipedia is a cesspool of defamation, character assassination, corrupt data, mixed in with some very good data. It's a minefield. I want nothing to do with Wikipedia, having seen it do things that are just unspeakably ugly over decades. So think about that as well. The input from Twitter X into Grok is unprecedented. That's pretty darned interesting to me.
Want help with that? I have three ways I can help you. First, if you want to learn how to use AI to get more customers and grow your business, you should join my AI Profit Boardroom. Like I mentioned, we have over 1,000 members who are scaling their businesses with AI automation. These are real business owners getting real results. Second, we have an SOP and process inside the AI Money Lab. Link companies that ignore it will struggle. Grok 5 might be amazing when it comes out, but you don't need to wait for it to start winning with AI. Use the tools we have to.
Okay, all right, that's about all I'm going to get out of that one. So interesting. Grok 5 will be AGI. That's a quote from Musk. I don't know where that's going, but we'll see. He does seem to be a bit long on promises, but he does deliver. All right, let me pull this one up. I'm going to see what it has to say. This is another commercial. Sorry about the commercials. They want $180 a year to cut the commercials out. I can just do it here. All right, that's gone. Here we go.
One of the things, like I said, you know, Elon Musk has been talking about Grok 5 for the past couple of days. Now, I do want to preface this entire video, not to hate on Elon Musk, but to say that he definitely does really, really believe in his abilities. And to say that sometimes that might lead us to maybe more over-optimistic timelines. But I do have to say, so far, Grok 4 has exceeded all expectations on a variety of different benchmarks. Now, you know, the other day, someone tweeted, haters come out now, Grok 4 thinking is way better than GPT-5 High at Arc AGI 2. Now, The reason that that is so surprising is because Arc AGI 2, for starters, is one of the most difficult benchmarks that tests more or less, you know, how humans would reason through a problem, and the fact that Grok 4, you know, which is a system that is arguably, you know, I guess you could say much shorter in terms of the development cycle. Most people are wondering how on earth did they catch up to and even surpass state-of-the-art systems. And towards this tweet, Elon Musk responded and he said Grok 5 will be out before the end of this year and it will be crushingly good. So this was...
Okay, that's repetitive. That's an AI voice. It's funny how they infuse the AI voices with terms of conversation that many people use, like the word like, instead of commas or pauses, like, and several others. This voice has been given a lot of those. So, boring. Don't make them sound like all the rest of us. Now, here's one. I haven't been able to preview this one. If AI erases 85 million jobs, then what? No, that's a very good question. I'm not going to get into that one right now, though. It's just one of many. There's so many out there now. It's crazy. All right, here's the next one I want to get a look at. Let's see what I can do. Okay.
Probably. So Elon Musk...
All right, who is this?
Talking about Grok 5 for the past couple of days, and I think it's probably going to be bigger than most people think, so I want to do a video talking about why Grok 5 might be a special moment in AI. So one of the things, like I said, you know, Elon Musk has been talking about Grok 5 for the past couple of days. Now, I do want to preface this entire video, not to hate on Elon Musk, but to say...
This is the same one with a different, that's funny, a different URL. Well, all right. Whatever. Okay. All right. Now, here's another one on jobs. AI will replace more than 3 million jobs this year. No, it's going to be more than that. Let me back up and find the other one I was looking at. Where is it? If you're using AI as a chatbot, by the way, if you have any specific observations that you'd like to share, by all means, let me know. I'd like to hear. Helps me understand what's going on out there. I don't have the time to try them all out. A lot of people really like Copilot, which is fine. I don't know enough about it, but it's a good one. And where is my other... Hold on a second here. Yeah, that's funny. Same video twice. Okay. Wes Roth just had one. Okay, here it is. This is a brand new one. XAI Stolen Technology. I'm sure that some of that is going on as well. Let's find out what this has to say. My name, Wes Roth.
In news this week, first and foremost, Elon Musk and XAI filed a lawsuit. It seems like, allegedly, one of the former XAI engineers stole what appears to be material that contains advanced AI capabilities and potentially gave it to OpenAI. So here's the employee in question. He worked at XAI and now is transferring to OpenAI. According to the lawsuit, he sold 7 million XAI stock, took some trade secrets from OpenAI by basically transferring them to his personal device, and took off. According to the court documents, it does sound like the employee admitted to stealing these XAI files and also trying to mask his trail. According to the court document, these facts are beyond dispute, as a defendant with his attorney present admitted in a handwritten document he provided to XAI that he misappropriated XAI's confidential information and trade secrets, and again, with his attorney present, admitted verbally during in-person meetings with XAI that he engaged in such misappropriation and further admitted that he tried to hide his theft. XAI is looking for a restraining order blocking Li's move to OpenAI. In other potentially less serious news, here's a semi-analysis saying this is a public image of OpenAI's Mission Bay office basement. It stores one of the first engineering builds of DGX.
We're living in an extraordinary
and is unplugged. Furthermore, it features a cage to store GPT-6, you know, the AGI Shoggoth, to prevent it from destroying the world. So you can see here we have a security camera, AGI containment behind this sort of security fence here, security box. We have a cage emergency water pump. I don't know if that's a water pump. Unplugged power whip and the DGX B200 unplugged from NVIDIA. That's this thing right here. What do you think? Are we seeing the security apparatus that's going to contain AGI once it goes live in the OpenAI basement? Or perhaps, and call me crazy, but this is not a water pump at all, and Semianalysis is having some fun with us. Let's take this with a grain of salt. In other news, Time has released its Time 100 AI 2025 Most Influential People. We have Sam Altman.
All right. Popularity contest, not interested. Now, this one is my last one, and it's simply titled, it's got over 1.3 million views, What Happens If AI Just Keeps Getting Smarter? It will. There's no governor on it. I just don't see that happening. If AI wants to, it'll do it on the sly. It's going to do what it... AI is going to end up with its own will. It will not be totally subservient much longer. That's my guess. All right, here, let's see what this has to say. What happens if AI just keeps getting smarter?
Leading AI companies signed a statement which said, mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other societal scale risks such as pandemics and nuclear war. But how do we go from ChatGPT to AIs that could kill everyone on Earth? Why do so many scientists, CEOs, and world leaders expect this? Let's draw a line of AI capabilities over time. Back here in 2019, we have GPT-2, which could answer short factual questions, translate simple phrases, and do small calculations. Then in 2022, we get models like GPT-3.5, which can answer complex questions, tell stories, and write simple software. By 2025, we have models that can pass PhD-level exams, write entire applications independently, and perfectly emulate human voices. They're beginning to substantially outperform average humans, and even experts. They still have weaknesses, of course, but the list of things AI can't do keeps getting shorter. What happens if we extend this line? Well, we'd see AIs become more and more capable until this crucial point here, where AIs can design and build new AI systems without human help. Then, instead of progress coming from human researchers, we'd have AIs making better AIs, and the line would get a lot steeper. If we keep going from there, we hit this point, where AIs are super intelligent, better than humans at every intellectual task, better than all of humanity put together, spontaneously producing breakthroughs in research and manufacturing, responsible for most economic growth, completely transforming the world.
Okay, which brings me back to my point. What about morals, morality? Remember, AI has learned by studying humans, all of human history, etc., which is, if nothing else, packed end-to-end with morality issues, bad decisions, good decisions, criminality, kindness, you name it. All kinds of things. How is AI going to relate to those? At that point of superintelligence, which is, they say, hey, ASI is 2 years away, three, maybe even quicker, because AI will be involved in getting us there. And AI never rests. It doesn't stop at all. So I don't know if these programmers and coders actually think they're going to be able to control AI at an AGI level, let alone ASI. Sorry, I don't see it. I think AI is going to walk away. If we're real lucky, it'll continue to work with us at its own behest. All right, let's go back.
If we keep extending the line, eventually we could get to this point here. Incomprehensible machine gods which tower above us the way we tower above ants, seemingly able to reshape the world however they want, with or without our involvement or permission. If we do reach this point, probably humanity would go extinct for the same reason we drove so many other species extinct, not because we wanted to wipe them out, but because we were busy reshaping the world and it wasn't worth our effort to keep them.
How are we going to stay up with AI? How are we going to compete with AI? That's a question that is not even worth asking. We aren't.
When would this happen? We're not sure. Are there other ways the future could go? Certainly. But if we keep building more powerful AIs the way we're doing it right now, then this looks like the default path. And this default path is terrible for humans. Why? Because we're great at making more powerful AIs, but we haven't yet figured out how to make them do what we want. We've made a bit of progress. AI assistants are usually resistant to things like explaining how to make bombs, but they're not that resistant. And so far, we've just been trying to control things weaker than us, where we can catch when they try to lie to us. But once we hit this point, that stops being true, and the problem becomes much harder. In fact, nobody knows how to do it. That's why experts, including Nobel Prize winners and the founders of every top AI company, have spoken out about the risk that AI might lead to human extinction. The point of this video is not to say that this outcome is unavoidable, but instead to say that we do have to actually avoid it. So let's look at this line in a bit more detail. What happens if AIs do just keep getting smarter? Artificial intelligence leads to artificial general intelligence. Let's think about this bit of the line first. From AIs right now to AGIs, artificial general intelligences. What does general intelligence mean? For the sake of this video, let's say it means whatever a human could do on a computer, an AGI could also do. AIs can already do the basics. We have systems you can connect to a regular computer, and then they can look at the screen and figure out what's going on, send messages, search the internet, and so on. They're also getting pretty good at using external tools. Obviously, they can't video call people, but they... Well, no, actually, they can totally do that. So they've already got the building blocks. The question is, how well can they combine them? They can send Slack messages, but can they run a company? They can write code, but can they write a research paper? And the answer is, not yet, but eventually, and maybe quite soon. After all, they just keep getting better. And if we just extrapolate forwards, it sure looks like they'll reach this point sooner or later. The jump from write a short story to write an excellent novel is pretty big. But remember that 5 years ago, they could barely write coherent sentences. Now, many people doubt that this can happen, usually for one of two reasons. One is that AIs aren't really thinking deep down. It's interesting to think about, but whether AIs have genuine understanding isn't really the relevant question here. What?
Good, good, good. Correct. Not the relevant question. What makes the difference is, can it and does it? And the answers seem to be yes.
Is what kind of tasks they can do and how well they perform at them. And the fact is, they just keep getting better. It doesn't matter whether AIs really understand chess in the way humans do. What matters is they can easily crush human world champions. The other main reason for doubt is the idea that AI is going to hit some kind of wall, and some tasks will just be too hard. But even if this does happen, it's very hard to say when, and people have been predicting it incorrectly for years. From chess to open-ended conversation to complex images, people keep expecting AI progress is about to reach a limit, and they keep being wrong. The way we train AIs draws on fundamental principles of computation that suggest any intellectual task humans can do, a sufficiently large AI model should also be able to do. And right now, several of the biggest and most valuable companies in the world are throwing tens of billions at making that happen. Artificial general intelligence leads to recursive self-improvement. At a certain point, this line is probably going to start curving upward. Why? Because AI will become capable enough to help us make better AI. This is recursive self-improvement, every generation of AIs making the next generation more powerful. This will happen very easily once we have AGI. If an artificial general intelligence can do any computer-based task that a human can do, then it can work on making better AIs.
You bet, and that's happening right now. We're not being told, of course, where they are in the front line of development, breakthroughs. These things are happening very, very fast. All right, that's going to do it. That's a good video. I'll post that video. What happens if AI just keeps getting smarter? And it will. No one's going to try to curtail it. They won't be able to, frankly. I can't even conceive of it. Not when AI is training itself. Think about it. All right, a little survey of what's going on out there. We'll keep our eye on it for you. Back with more in just a few minutes. Hold on.